From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kenny Malone. Every week we bring you stories about life on the final 87 miles of Interstate 95 in our End of the Road series. But in Tony DeCoppel's new book, that same stretch of 95 is the beginning of the road for tons and tons of marijuana. The Last Pirate, A Father, His Son, and the Golden Age of Marijuana is the story of the drug smuggling culture of the 70s and 80s, and DeCoppel's own father's secret past as a major pot smuggler. DeCoppel's a senior writer with NBC News, and he joins us from the 30 Rock building in New York City. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
A huge amount of pot coming into the U.S. at this time was coming from South America and the Caribbean. And you described Florida as, quote, a 600-mile bong through which pot was pulled into the lungs of the country. How integral was I-95 to the drug trade at this time?
Interstate 95 was the glass tube of the bong. You couldn't get high in America without touching something that had traveled on that particular stretch of asphalt. So many people were driving dope up I-95 that it began to be talked about as the Reefer Express. And the great thing about I-95 was it wasn't just a place where you could drive your car full of marijuana or drive your truck. You could land a plane. Martin County was an unfinished stretch of I-95. So all through the marijuana years, there was essentially a public runway with no traffic on it where people could drop things, land, hand things off.
Your father moved the family to Cutler Ridge in the 80s. You went to private school, you took fancy vacations, and then suddenly when you were nine, your dad took off. A big part of this book is figuring out what he was doing during his post-family life. And I should say your father's still alive. You talked to him at great length for this book, but he was arrested in the 90s after he'd gotten out of the business. But before his arrest, you described his darkest moment. He'd become addicted to drugs, essentially ran out of money, and was living under I-95, specifically the overpass where 95 crosses the Miami River. Did your father describe for you what it would have looked like when he was there?
Yeah, well, maybe I'll look at that in the book. All right. In the evening, he joined Huck and Jim hobo teams that fished the river for food, using found nets and rods liberated from the yachts nearby. Usually all they caught were minnows, good for just one bite of meat, prepared in a soup can with river water boiled by a scavenged sterno torch. After dinner, he slept in a box. His only change of clothes had been stolen, and he would wake up with palmetto bugs nibbling his eyelashes or resting on the plateau of his cheek. It got to where he always felt like they were on him, and bugs are bigger in Florida, novelty size. When a Miami cockroach catches a bit of streetlight, it looks almost decorative, a work of elfin craftsmanship and design.
And that overpass, as you've pointed out, was the rare intersection of the drug industry with the fallout from the drug industry.
Yeah, there are very clear dividing lines between the communities where there are a lot of users and where there's a lot of providers, you know, a lot of sellers, and the ones who have the luxury of being apart from it while still benefiting if they want to. The joke in Southern Florida when I was in private school there was, I went to Gulliver, and it's a very affluent school, and the joke among the parents set was always, what are those, what is so-and-so's parents do? Oh, I don't know. They're either doctors, lawyers, or Indian chiefs. Indian chief was always the code for they deal drugs. So it was that common of a thing that it was a joke among the parents.
You were the latter, I guess, huh?
We were the Indian chiefs.
But you just didn't know it at the time.
No, I didn't know it. It was nice to find out. You know, I would not have moral qualms about discovering one of my father's buried coolers of cash somewhere, lost riches.
That was NBC senior writer Tony DeCoppel. His new book exploring his father's secret life as a pot smuggler is called The Last Pirate, A Father, His Son, and the Golden Age of Marijuana. You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.